Mark Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Yes, at that time of the morning, where we have our very own Professor Andre Dubonaga there from the Northwest Universities. It's still think he's in holiday in Mosul. By Prof, you'll be with us for the next 10 minutes. And tell us what's caught your eye thus far. And good morning, Prof.
Good morning, Shafat. Yes, I'm at Mosul Bay. Nice talking to you. I think everything is dominated at the moment with what is going on at the ANC conference. It seems as if there is a lot of positioning, a lot of conflict, a lot of maladministration, and whatever you would like to call it. I'm not sure what the outplay of all of this will mean, but it seems to me as if Cyril Ramaphosa is still probably the favorite to come out on top. But as far as the other top six is concerned, I'm not always sure. I have some idea who may be favorites, but the processes are of such a nature, I think no one can clearly predict what is going on. And then it will be an open question if what is coming out of that process will be able to control and manage the organization in a specific way.
Yeah, absolutely, Prof. And if you look at all the scenarios that's happening within the ANC now, you know, getting the army to protect ESCOM and so forth, I mean, we know that our army, it has a reputation which is second to none, that it has one of the lowest rated army in the world. But surely that will not make any difference. All of a sudden, bringing the army in is just as a show, just to fool the public, Prof.
Shafat, yes. I think we need to look back at what was happening at the Raptor. And my take on it was that the Raptor was outmaneuvered before the conference because there was a lot of criticism from the ordinary people and the ANC with regard to load shedding. I think we are now at level 6. And it even had an influence on the ANC conference. They need a scapegoat, and they could not afford to get rid of Gwede Mantashe because he, in my assessment, is the real culprit, and not Andre the Raptor. But they made it for the Raptor impossible. And the Raptor's argument is, we have criminality within the organization. We need the police and the prosecution authorities to take action. We need to open up the system to get energy into the grid in total. And there was just no action coming from the systems. I understand also that the chairperson of ITFOM also sidestepped the voter. He didn't invite him to meetings. It was open sabotage that was going on. And the voter just reached the point. And his main argument was that he's not allowed to do his job. The system is not in place. And now, as a counter-reaction on all of this, they are deploying the army. Now we know what happened to when they deployed the army near Umfuleni, that is in the Van der Bell Park area, with regard to the sewage works. And it was an absolute mess. So I agree with you. This is an initiative that is just not going to work anyway whatsoever. This is a symptom of a country in decay.
And then our choice grade of fruits, okay, we know that goes overseas and every choice grade. But the best coal, the choice grade coal, is leaving the country like a speed of lightning, Prof. Your thoughts?
Well, Shafat, yes, this is coming over time now that we are exporting the best we have. This is happening not only with coal, this is happening with other things as well. Okay, I can understand that we need external credit, financial credit, especially where our economy is at the moment. But it's coming at a great price. If you think about level 6, the load shedding. We we are talking, and one of my colleagues just told me, where I'm here in Mosselbaai, we don't have any load shedding. We are on one or the other line, Mosgas lines, and they are permanent electricity. But one of my colleagues in Bloemfontein told me earlier that between 8 and half past 11 yesterday evening, they were without electricity. You know, we just cannot continue. We cannot keep a sustainable economy going. Shafat, and the reasons for this is quite simple. We have sabotage from within Eskom. We have too many people appointed within Eskom, about 50%. We have people without the necessary qualifications. But I'm not the one saying that the chief executive should have been an engineer. Probably not, but he need to have strong engineers doing the job. He must manage things. And I think both director and Oberholzer did an absolute fine job at Eskom. But politics made it impossible, and I think Gwedi Montash is the kingpin there. But you know that Gwedi came to the rescue of Cyril when he liked to resign a few weeks back, and I think it is payback time at the moment. This is the type of ANC politics we have at the moment, Shafat. And you cannot run a country that way. Unfortunately not. These are all predators who are looking at what they can score under circumstances, sometimes creating the circumstances under which they can benefit for themselves or their families one way or another. And this is not a sustainable process. And already we have seen that structures are defecting from the system, doing their own things on the outside.
Yeah, Prof, thanks for taking the call. Before you go, your parting words?
Shafat, I think we are in a very difficult stage. At this point, really anything can happen at the ANC conference. Although Ramaphosa is the favorite to win the election for president, I'm not sure that the organization is going to come out successfully from all of this. I believe they are highly divided. And this may influence stability on other levels, not to talk about systems failure like Eskom, etc.
Thank you very much, Prof. You have a lovely day ahead. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Professor Andre Duvanaga there from Mosselbaai. Lots of things to think about, people.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.